72, Stakeholder Management versus Collaboration. You might have noticed that we have not talked much about the topic of stakeholder management in this book. That's because this term represents a mindset that is more often a trait of feature teams and less so for empowered product teams. Now, don't misunderstand this. I'm not saying that empowered product teams don't have to pay attention to stakeholders. I'm saying that it's a different relationship. Recall that in feature teams, they are there to serve the business, and usually the business is represented by one or more stakeholders that must be managed so that the team does not get overwhelmed with demands and requests. For most feature teams, the most dreaded aspect of the product manager role is dealing with the stakeholders. The product managers of feature teams feel like they can never make all the various stakeholders happy. There simply is not enough time or enough people, and sometimes the requests from the stakeholders don't even make sense. Again, I'm not suggesting that empowered product teams can or should ignore these stakeholders, but they do have a fundamentally different relationship, one that I find is much more constructive and conducive to innovation. In an empowered product team, the team is there to serve customers with products that customers love, yet work for the business. The stakeholders are partners we need to collaborate with to come up with solutions that work. Specifically, that means the solutions are valuable, usable, feasible, and viable. In particular, the stakeholders help us with viability. For example, we may need to sit down with a company lawyer to discuss legal constraints and the various ways we might be able to address them. We know that no matter how much the customer might love a solution, if it's not legal, it's a non-starter. Rather than the stakeholder being the client that tells us what to build, and as such needs to be managed, now we have a partner that we need to help understand the constraints so we can discover a solution that works. Sidebar, the agency model. An agency, whether a design agency or a development agency, is there to provide you with design services or development services, respectively. You may not have thought about things this way, but a feature team is really very similar to the agency model. The main difference is that a feature team is insourced and the agency model is outsourced. These agencies generally don't have people with the title product manager, but they do have engagement managers that are there to manage the relationship with the client. In most cases, the very same stakeholders that a feature team is there to serve. And it should be no surprise that companies that use agencies for design and development have much the same problems as they have with feature teams. In this case, the people at the agency don't just feel like mercenaries, they literally are mercenaries. As with feature teams, in my experience, the people at the agencies are capable of so much more, and they don't usually like the model any more than the people in feature teams do. But the reality for them is that if they don't want to build the feature the client tells them to, then the client will simply go to another agency that will. There are a few agencies that are trying to provide the services of true empowered product teams to their clients, and I applaud that trend. But unfortunately, this depends on the client having an unusually high level of trust in that agency. One other observation. You can often find exceptionally good people to hire from design and development agencies because the people have been exposed to so many types of products. However, realize that moving to an empowered product team will be a major cultural change. In many cases, the people from agencies bring with them the same problems that cause feature teams to fail. More than a few have told me excitedly, "Now I get to be the client." I try to point out to them that this would very much miss the point. Chapter